HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown, the place for entertaining information on Colorado festivals and travel. February is half over, and according to Punxsutawney Phil, we've got 6 more weeks of winter to look forward to. But here in Colorado, that's A-okay. Tourism is the second largest industry in Colorado, and our ski resorts have been hopping this winter. With more snow than they know what to do with, literally, this should be a spectacular year for the towns in Colorado that depend on skiers for much of their yearly income. So the next time you lament the winter as you are scraping ice off your car or shaking snow off your boots, remember that all this white stuff is an important part of our economy here in Colorado. I truly hope that you have made it up to the mountains to experience some of these crazy snowfalls we've been having and to take part in some of our state's great winter festivals. This weekend, the biggest winter event in Loveland takes place. I mentioned it in my last segment too, but in case you've forgotten, Loveland's Snow Sculpture in the Dark is now underway, and the best day to view the sculptures on 4th Street in downtown Loveland is this Saturday. You can even vote for your favorites. I'll see you there. And don't forget to visit Love and Light at the Feed and Grain while you're in town. It will be a truly great weekend to visit Loveland. My first blog post for the Colorado Symphony is up. I previewed their Valentine's event, Denver's Biggest Date Night. It's a pre-show romantic chocolate and wine affair being held in the rings of the Betcher Concert Hall high above the stage this Friday night on Valentine's Day. After indulging in some quality time with your sweetheart, you can take in the sweet sounds of Midori, the world-renowned violinist. Following her performance, you will immediately recognize the tune as the symphony strikes up Wagner's Tristan and Isolde. Learn more about Denver's Biggest Date Night at coloradosymphony.org/about/blog. I've discovered a really intriguing event taking place on Saturday and Sunday, February 22nd and 23rd in Victor, Colorado. Victor is located near Cripple Creek, and they are hosting a steampunk festival. I have visited this tiny town, and it's the perfect location for such an event. I'm still gathering details on this fest, so stay tuned to HeidiTown's Facebook page. Visit victorcolorado.com for area information. And don't forget about all the fun stuff that's happening throughout the month here in Fort Collins. First Friday, Art Walk. And second Friday is Shop Downtown. And third Friday is Foodie Walk. Shop Friday is the newest in this lineup of Friday events, and dozens of downtown retail shops keep their doors open till 8 p.m. Grab your girlfriends and make an evening of it. For all the wonderful activities happening in Fort Collins, go to downtownfortcollins.com or like them on Facebook at Old Town Fort Collins, or if you are on Twitter, follow them at Downtown FOCO. For those of you who like to plan ahead, like me, on February 28th and March 2nd, it's Skijoring and Crystal Carnival in Leadville. Skijoring is a timed competition where a skier is pulled down a snowy road by a horse and a rider. If you've never seen this sport before, you are truly missing out on one of life's best spectacles. Other events during the fest include a children's parade, Nordic and winter mountain bike races, and more. Leadville during the winter is a truly magical place. Bring your downhill skis if you want to ski Cooper, and bring your cross-country skis if you want to ski the Leadville Loop. I've got several Leadville write-ups on HeidiTown, so head over and put Leadville in the search bar and then take notes. I'm almost out of time. As always, I cordially invite you to join the Town's Block Party on Facebook. While this is a one-way conversation here on the radio, you can talk back to me on HeidiTown's Facebook page at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB. You can also chat with me via Twitter at HeidiTown or Google+, or follow me on Pinterest and Instagram. This past month, I've gotten several requests from people to help them plan itineraries around Colorado. And I love giving people travel ideas. So if you ever need help, just drop me a line at themayor@HeidiTown.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.